Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're going to be talking about a pretty appropriate topic.
Oh, 一个非常特别，但是又一个非常适当的主题。And what topic is that, Pat?
It's earthquakes. We have had some pretty big ones, and at least one very bad one this year.The one in Hualien back in February.
真的，我还记得那个在花莲的地震超可怕的啦。That's right, some of those were super scary.、
Mm-hmm.
Hey Pat, what did you do when you felt them?
Well, for one of them, I was taking a shower. So I thought, am I going to have to run outside, like, naked and wet? I just stayed in the shower.、Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think I was about to go to bed. 我应该是准备上床睡觉吧。
Yeah, so earthquakes are scary,、mm. but maybe they'll feel less scary if you know what to do.
That's right. So in today's article, we're going to look at what you should do when an earthquake happens. 也就是说地震来时我们的一些可能错误的迷思还有正确的安全小撇步哦。
Yes, we'll not only teach you some useful earthquake, English words、mm-hmm. and phrases, but maybe some things that could save your life.
So let's read through the article and find out what to do.
Be prepared for an earthquake.
Earthquakes happen a lot in Taiwan. What should you do when you feel one?Don't assume objects will make a triangle of life with the floor and wall. It is very difficult to predict an object's possible landing place. The objects may fall on top of you. Do drop down to the floor and crawl under a sturdy table. Cover your head and neck with one arm. Hold on to the table with your other arm until the earthquake stops.Don't run outside. Trying to run is dangerous, and objects like shop signs may fall on you. Do stay inside, but stay away from glass and heavy furniture.
Word power!
Assume. Assume.Assume, assumed, assumed. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick. Neck, neck. You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter.You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter. Inside, inside. The children played inside because it was raining. The children played inside because it was raining. Furniture, furniture.I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it. I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it.
The article starts by saying earthquakes happen a lot in Taiwan. So an earthquake, of course, is when there's movement under the surface of the earth.There are big plates of rock down there, and sometimes they push against each other or move apart, and that causes the ground up here to shake an earthquake.
OK, 我们来看一下一开始课文提到就是哇这个台湾的地震发生频繁。那当然其中我们一直提到的 earthquake 这个字就是地震的意思啦。
Next, the article says, what should you do when you feel one?
OK, 接着课文提到非常实用的哦就是当你感到地震的时候你应该怎么做呢 Exactly, very useful.
And now our article is going to show a chart with some do's and don'ts.、Uh-huh. We're going to start with a don't.、
Okay.
It says don't assume objects will make a triangle of life with the floor and wall. Mm-hmm. Now, to explain what this means, we first need to look at the verb assume, A-S-S-U-M-E. Assume, it's the first word power word in the article. Let's take a look at it. To assume something means to think that something is true, although you do not have definite proof. Here's an example. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick.
OK, 一开始我们看到一个 don't, 就是错误做法，就是切勿假设物体会跟地板或者是墙壁形成一个黄金三角。我们待会会解释一下黄金三角，不过这里先来看一下 assume。这个动词就是假设啦，或者是臆测这样的意思。它的动词三态的变化为 assume, assumed, 直接接 d 哦 assumed。像是如果我假设一下说 I assumed he was coming, so I was surprised when he didn't show up. 就是我本来以为假设说他会来的，不过呢，当他没有出现，我感到非常的讶异哦。那刚刚的例句提到的就是呢 ,since Victoria didn't come to school, 由于 Victoria 没有来学校 ,the teacher assumed she was sick. 老师呢就假设说她应该是生病了。
So don't assume this triangle of life will happen. And the triangle of life idea is that a wall will fall against a heavy piece of furniture, like a refrigerator or a cupboard, and make a triangle kind of thing. And inside that triangle, it will be safe, or at least that's the idea. However, it may not work.
That's right.那其实大家可能不知道黄金三角哦，这个传说中的黄金三角，这个理论基础呢，是指当这个建筑物倒塌，然后撞击在物体或是家具上的时候，使靠近它们的下方会留出空间。那受撞击的物体越大越坚固，它被这个挤压变形就会越小。那物体被挤压的变形越小，这个空间呢，就越大。于是利用这个空间的人免于受伤的可能性就越大。这个空间就是传说中，我说了，传说中的黄金三角，可是它是错误的。
Yes, the article adds, it is very difficult to predict an object's possible landing place. To predict something is like guessing something that will happen in the future. Sometimes you can use experience in the present to predict and guess the future, but sometimes you're just guessing blindly.
That's right. 所以呢，刚刚我们一直提到的 predict 这个动词呢，其实就是预测的意思哦。那刚刚呢，其实我们有看到 it 当作虚主词，跟这个不定词啦，或者动词 ing 的替换使用的方式。那想要知道更多这样的用法，我们当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
大家好，我就是奇怪博士。大家看到我今天长得不太一样，大家对于我的新发色、新造型还喜欢吗？
Many doctors said it was impossible to get my hands repaired, but I did it.
OK, 大家呢可能都知道过去的我是一名高超的外科医生，但是呢我怎么了？我发生了一场严重的车祸，导致呢我最重要这双执行了无数手术的手呢竟然给受伤了，双手受到重创哦，好多医生呢都说这双手怎么样，形同废了。Many doctors said it was impossible to get my hands repaired, 但是我做到了 ，but I did it, 从惨痛的车祸中复原，还从医师变成了魔法师。没有错，不管我是金发还是黑发，我都是大家的楷模，奇怪博士。英文里面呢，我们都知道通常是名词才能当作主词了，例如呢你我他，或者是呢一朵花、一张纸、一个国家，因为呢是名词，我们呢才能够加上动词来描述主词做了些什么事情，或是呢形容它怎么样。但假如说呢今天我们的主词是里面包含动词的一件事情呢，我们要形容做这件事情怎么样，我们该怎么说呢？今天呢就有两个方法要教给大家咯。 首先呢，我们第一个要教的用法呢是叫做虚主词的用法。比方说呢，我刚刚说过我的手受过很重的伤，让我的手呢复原是怎么样，几乎不可能的事情。这时候主词呢就是让我的双手复原这件事情了。所以呢，我们把这个事情放在前面，那句子会变成怎么样呢？Get my hands repaired is impossible. 这个句子呢是错的。为什么是错的？因为呢，我们一个句子里面只能有一个动词。Get my hands repaired. Get 是动词。Is impossible. Is 也是动词。Get 跟 be 动词都是动词，这样子呢就违反了这个原则。所以呢，这个句子是错的。那我们要该怎么样把这个 get my hands repaired 放在主词的位置呢？这时候呢，我们就要使用虚主词了。虚主词呢，其实就是我们非常熟悉的 it 这个字呢，就是当作虚主词来使用。我们呢就把它呢放在句子里面呢来代替 get my hands repaired 这件事情。所以呢，我们说 it is impossible 这件事情很难，这件事情做不到。是哪一件事情很难呢？我们后面呢再加上不定词 to， 再加上我们的真主词，也就是 get my hands repaired。 所以整个句子我们看一次了。 It is impossible to get my hands repaired。什么事情不可能呢？让我的手复原这件事情不可能。It is impossible to get my hands repaired. 这边的 it 虚主词呢，就是代替我们后面的真主词。学会了这个虚主词的用法呢，其实呢，我们这个句子还有另外一个解法。那么呢，就是把我们的动词改成动名词。OK， 既然我们一个句子里面呢，两个动词王不见王哦，只能有一个动词，只能有一个人留下，总是呢要有人要退让。这个时候呢，我们就可以把主持的这个动词改成动名词，这样句子就可以使用了。动名词呢，也就是我们的 VING 形式。所以呢，刚刚的句子 It is impossible to get my hands repaired， 我们呢就可以改写为 Getting my hands repaired is impossible。前面的 get 呢，我们改成动名词 getting my hands repaired。 这边这个动名词的句子呢，就表示说修复我的手的这件事情。后面呢，我们直接继续讲 is impossible。 OK， 看我们刚刚虚主词的用法是完全一样的意思咯。我们呢再举一个例子，让大家更了解我们这个用法咯。从小呢，我功课就很好，哈哈哈，功课很好才能够一路念到医科嘛。读自然和读数学对我来说怎么样？哈哈 ，piece of cake， 非常容易。It is easy for me to study math and science。对我来说呢，念数学和自然是非常容易的事情。It is easy for me to study math and science。这边的 is 呢，就是取代后面的 study math and science 作为虚主词的句子里面使用。要表示呢，对某人来说，我们这边补充给大家，我们呢可以使用 for somebody。例如呢 ，It is easy for me， 对我来说很简单。马上呢，随堂测验要考考大家，如果我们要使用动名词的方式来改写这句虚主词的用法，我们该怎么改写呢？没有错哦，我们呢就不使用这个 it is， 我们呢就直接把 study science and math 改成动名词的用法。 Studying science and math is easy for me. Studying science and math is easy for me. 这个用法呢就是这么的简单咯。
Next, the article says the objects may fall on top of you.So yeah, that triangle might be a place that stuff falls right into.
Oh no, that idea sounds crazy. 所以呢，这个物体可能会掉落在你的头上，所以你不是安全的哦。
Yeah, so don't do that. It's time to introduce something we should do. The article says, do drop down to the floor and crawl under a sturdy table.To crawl means to move on your hands and knees like a baby who hasn't learned how to walk yet, while we use the word sturdy to mean thick and strong, something that can take a hit or two and support some weight and won't break easily.
OK， 好，接下来我们要介绍正确的做法 ，a do。OK， 所以要确实卧倒在地上，并且爬行到一张坚固的桌子底下。 其中我们有看到 crawl 这个动词就是爬行，像一个宝宝 baby 一样。 sturdy 是什么呢？当然就是坚固的这样的意思，我们提到是坚固的桌子哦。那刚刚我们有提到这个肯定句当中用 do something OK 就是有表示强调语气哦。
The article says something else you could do when、uh-huh. you get under the table.、
Okay.
It says, cover your head and neck with one arm. So we just saw that you should cover your neck,、N-E-C-K, neck. Neck is a noun, and let's look at our next word power word to find out what it means. Your neck is the part of the body between your head and your shoulders, so it's this bit. Here's an example.You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter. You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter.
好，所以刚刚提到黄金三角是不可以的，那到底是什么可以做的呢？好，接着课文就提到就是 do, 就是以一只手背掩护你的头颈哦。这里我们看到 neck 这个字呢，就是脖子的意思啊，它是个名词哦。像是我们常常会买一些像是 T-shirts, 我们就有 U-neck, 就是圆领，或是 V-neck, 就是 V 领的啦。那像是提到了这个颈，我就想到长颈鹿 ，A giraffe is an animal with a very long neck. OK, 那有时候我们去运动的时候呢，或者是开车的时候要小心哦，不要出意外。Or you might break your neck. OK, 颈部很容易受伤的，要小心保护它。我们看回刚刚课文的例句，就是呢，冬天的时候你应该要怎么样？围一个 scarf, 一个围巾，保持颈部温暖哦。
Here's some more information about crawling under a table and covering parts of your body. The article says, hold on to the table with your other arm until the earthquake stops.
OK, 接着我们再补充解释说明，就是我们接着呢再以另外一只手背握紧这个桌子直到地震停止哦。OK, so all these things sound like really good ideas.
You're right, but here's something that isn't a good idea. The article says, don't run outside. Now, I do hear a lot of people doing this in my building when there's an earthquake.
I actually do that too. 所以接着原来告诉我们就是呢，完全切勿不要跑到这个室外，试图奔跑非常危险哦。So why shouldn't you run?
Well, the article says trying to run is dangerous, and objects like shop signs may fall on you. So if you run, you might fall and get trapped. It's probably safer to stay where you are.
Now I see. 所以原来是呢，有些物体啊，像是这个商店的招牌啦，可能会砸到你，所以千万不要跑到户外哦。
Here's another good thing to do instead. The article says, do stay inside, but stay away from glass and heavy furniture.We have a couple of word power words to look at here, and the first one is inside, I-N-S-I-D-E, inside. Here, we're using it as an adverb, and it's time to find out what it means. So an adverb means it's going to modify a verb, so inside means to do this verb, whatever it is, in or into a building or room. Here's an example. The children played inside,because it was raining. The children played inside because it was raining.
所以不要跑到外面，要怎么样呢？要确实待在室内，但不要离这个 glass, 玻璃，或者是比较重的家具离得太近哦。这里我们看到一个副词 inside, 就是在里面，当然它的相反词就是 outside。比方像是呢，诶，如果我吃这个软糖，对不对？我们可能会说 the candy is chewy inside， 它里面呢是软软的 QQ 的这样的意思咯。或者是呢，诶，如果暴风雨来的时候 we stayed inside during the storm， 但是待在室内比较好啦。那刚刚的课文例句提到就是孩子们在里面玩耍 they played inside， 因为外面在下雨。And you said there was another word power word in that sentence?
Yes, it's the noun furniture, F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E. I'll spell that again, F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E, furniture. It's another noun, it's uncountable, so don't say furnitures, okay? Let's check it out. When we talk about furniture, we're talking about large, heavy objects such as chairs, tables, beds, and cupboards. Mostly they're inside rooms, but you can have outdoor furniture too. Here's an example. I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it. I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it.
OK, 接着我们来看一下我们家里都会有的 furniture, 就是家具。不过注意哦，刚刚派老师有说它是不可数名词，所以很多人常常会说 I have many furnitures.That's wrong. 我们可以用一个量词，比如说一个非常大的家具，我们就可以说 a large piece of furniture that works. Or we could say they bought some new furniture for the house.
Yeah, we can use items of furniture,
right.
piece of furniture.
Okay. 没错，如果你想要数它的话，你就可以用 piece 或是 item 来数这个家具哦。那回到刚刚的例句，提到就是 I need help moving the furniture， 我需要协助来搬动家具 ，so I can clean behind it， 这样我才可以清理家具后面哦。Good idea. So why should we stay away from glass and heavy furniture?
Well, for one thing, the heavy furniture might fall on you and trap you. If you're under a sturdy table, like we said before, you will be protected if this happens.
Oh, okay, I get it. And what about the glass?
Well, glass could break. You could end up getting out, which would make things even worse if there's glass on the floor. Mm-hmm. If you can grab some good shoes when the earthquake happens, that's a good idea, because you don't want to have to walk everywhere over broken glass.
Gross, 没错，玻璃，如果不小心我们踩到碎片的玻璃，我们可能会被 cut, 会被割伤，所以很危险的哦。Okay, okay, that makes sense. Well, that's the end of the first part of today's article, so it's time to go to today's wrap-up. Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so that was some do's and don'ts for earthquakes, but what about for typhoons?
Oh,
they can be pretty dangerous if you don't take preparations. So what are some do's and don'ts for typhoons?
Okay, 今天接下来呢 review time, 我反而是要提供大家在台风来的时候其实有一些该做的事情或是不该做的事情。For example, I'm gonna go for the do's, okay? Make sure you have some batteries in case the power goes out.
Yes, or even matches for candles, but batteries for a flashlight is your best one.
Right, 所以电池很重要啦。Or make sure you have enough food.
Yes, or toilet paper or something
really
important.
Because you can't really go out, right, sometimes
exactly.
in the dark. Or put bags on sand down to keep the water out of buildings.
Yes, a lot of ground floor buildings, especially at the bottom of hills, want to put sandbags down. Now, this is something I see people doing for a don't.
Okay.
Don't put tape on your windows.
Don't?
I see the big X's on the windows. It doesn't stop them from breaking, but the tape will mean the broken pieces are bigger and more dangerous if they get blown around.
Oh, that's a really good point. Okay,
so,
don't do that, guys.
Don't go outside and try to ride a scooter or bicycle. That's pretty obvious.
You should
know that. Don't go close to a river or the sea.
No.
But people still do every year.
You get blown away.
You hear about it. You hear some think, oh, it's not so bad. I'm brave. I can do it.Don't be silly. Stay indoors and stay safe. Okay, that is the end of day one, but we have some more earthquake tips. Come back tomorrow and find out what they are. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Be prepared for an earthquake.
Earthquakes happen a lot in Taiwan. What should you do when you feel one?Don't assume objects will make a triangle of life with the floor and wall. It is very difficult to predict an object's possible landing place. The objects may fall on top of you. Do drop down to the floor and crawl under a sturdy table. Cover your head and neck with one arm. Hold on to the table with your other arm until the earthquake stops.Don't run outside. Trying to run is dangerous, and objects like shop signs may fall on you. Do stay inside, but stay away from glass and heavy furniture.
Assume, 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 assumed, assumed. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick. Since Victoria didn't come to school, the teacher assumed she was sick. Neck, neck. You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter. You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm in winter. Inside, inside. The children played inside because it was raining. The children played inside because it was raining. Furniture, furniture. I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it. I need help moving the furniture so I can clean behind it.